Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Voilà. On va tout pour toi. Supposed to be like this. Okay.
Get it.
No, I don't think so. It's actually like that. And you have to adjust the length.
So we will wait for
Yeah.
a few minutes.
Yeah.
He goes, he's ready.
I think you can put anything you want, actually.
Yeah,
I
but
think
the mic from the.
it's not a directional mic anyway.
Work like this. I will try to get my presentation all right.
Yeah.
Hi guys, sorry, Mike.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Excuse me?
Hey.
One more person, I'll.
Okay. This.
You know?
Just right.
Okay.
Or this small.
Alt, that's fine.
It doesn't appear on the screen here. Oh.
Wow. Amazing. It's working.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
can clip it to
Okay.
So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah.
Good. So, we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get pointed to each other. See what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to well learn from each other's plans, and say. So we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the to actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to go to design. Then we will discuss well how it should be and what our new project should look like. And well, then after some 25 minutes, I help looking at this material. So, basically, this is about a new remote control. When you're designing product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then, it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles like that. So the general outline of the project will be first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool framing. All in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
And the document is in the chat for the.
Yes. Do we have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents that can share.
Yes, well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest we try to draw on it, and then well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording what we write down.
Now they will record through that, then the sensor, and then we just going to record the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay.
I think I can go with the
work. Maybe some. Maybe Anna. Maybe you can start, and you can maybe find out the score. Right. So, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. That's a little time that I have.
Oh, I see. So Cross, we will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. get.
By the way.
No?
Close though. Yeah, it's like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
Don't want to cut it off. Man, this wire gone. We need a wireless. You know? Especially you should not spot it, you should take it like that.
So
sorry.
That's the cat.
It's not a cat, it's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's cell phone kind of cat.
Oh, the dog doesn't have a tail?
Tail
end.
Not present. True, yeah. The dogs have a tail.
So thank
the
you.
Cats.
And
yes, cats don't have a tail.
Yeah, I think I will go without the right?
Okay.
It will still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, what's the characteristics? Dogs are always friendly and
loyal and fun. So another, to another scale.
A horse?
It's a horse.
Yes, it is.
This is why you're the designer. And I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well,
so, yes, with different colors.
With
different pen widths. Oh, but electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yeah.
Very rare blue zebras.
Voila.
Yes.
I have to get rid of my wireless.
Don't talk about that.
Huh?
Don't need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of room here, probably.
No, not for that.
Hmm?
No.
I hope you have some space in your horse or something.
What should I go?
Hmm.
You have already taken the cat?
I took a dog.
Do you know what it is? No.
Mess?
Oh no. It's a cat.
It looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat? You know, it's language, but
okay.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
Yes, we will
start. You know?
So,
that's definitely a cat.
Definitely a cat.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said, you know, they are like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
quite a relaxed situation.
Yeah, a quite relaxed way.
Yes.
To take a rest. Mm-hmm. It puts its leg up, I don't know. maybe a good exercise for it, you know.
Yes, okay.
Maybe actually draw a rat, because it should be a footing like that.
You have some small legs.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Oh, let's have a
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat for a very small cat.
A rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, it's getting some contribution to our project.
Your turn?
Oh.
Let's see.
Which animal has not been drawn yet?
So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal
the
in the water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So,
put it corals, maybe it would help.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish or
with
the
different bandwidths.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a baby shark, it looks to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish, you know?
Now the swordfish?
Wow. You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I've never seen one.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well,
the
this tool seems to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finds when you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, Mile.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Per remote control. Yeah, per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, but point A, about 50 million euro. So we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at the international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for all is the product production cost, the maximal 12 euros 50 cents.
Half of the selling price, if I am good in mathematics.
Yes. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of
we
course.
We have to sell at least 4 million to make our
profit.
We have to make. We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, you're very good in mathematics.
Yes.
Four million.
So,
yeah.
Well, I think when we're working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So that about the finance. And now let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yes, and it depends what application you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
You might need
rear thinking television.
We are targeting the television set, so you need to record a channel.
Yeah.
you need to browse the channels in upward download rate.
Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm marketing.
So you're in marketing,
yeah.
And you are in user interface design. Just I wanted to be sure. I'm the industrial designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm at you.
Okay. Happy to meet you.
And I'm not.
At you. Yeah. I think you know me, yeah?
Just on your web page, but face to face. So,
I have some other very important things to specify in this first phase of the project. So, the browse function, as you.
Yeah.
And. You need the usual ones like the changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have the teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which might come through that.
Like so what? Like internet?
IPO. Now we are looking for television things or IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
Well, I think...
You two should think
this over, especially what functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements. If they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP. But before.
99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels, so. We can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm. Keep in mind, it is a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal but good functioning user-friendly remote control.
In that case, we can always hook up with the. Someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them, you know.
So try and get TV manufacturer.
We want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So you need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to an end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are on it. Mm.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
Mm.
And well, just for the next meeting. You will work on a design, keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And think about the requirements. Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes. Keep in mind.
delete here. I think this one.
I think I turned the power off in that before.
Okay, next week.